And we say in the Garden State for our next story, it's part of our 50 States project, looking at how globalization is impacting communities and states across the country. So here's something you may not know about New Jersey. The state bills itself as America's import-export hub for food. The World's Jason Margolis has more.
At the warehouse of food exporter Y International USA, the shelves are lined with brand name American products.
Gatorade, Skippy peanut butter, Splenda sugar substitutes, Quaker oatmeal.
Scott Weber shows me around this new warehouse in Lyndhurst, New Jersey. For the past year, workers have been repackaging boxes and putting Arabic labeling on American foods bound for the Middle East.
From Saudi Arabia, Abu Dhabi, Dubai, Kuwait, Bahrain, Qatar, and Oman.
Why set up shop in New Jersey? Simple.
Location. We have the biggest ports in the world. We have five airports that are flying directly to our seven regions that we currently go to. We have direct flights, and we have time-sensitive material, which is food.
Dairy products need to get overseas in a hurry. Y International is just the latest in a long and growing list of foreign food companies in the state, says Michelle Brown. She's president of Choose New Jersey, an industry-funded nonprofit that tries to attract business.
We have nearly 2,000 food businesses in our state. We have more than 190 world headquarters of food companies in our state.
Still, New Jersey? The food capital of America? Really?
Really, New Jersey.
Brown rattles off the way her state is the ideal place to import-export food.
We have great rail. Great rail that crisscrosses the state, that goes. Warehousing in the state of New Jersey is probably the hottest industry right now. You can reach 22 million consumers in 2 hours.
And if you're a foreign food company looking to launch in the U.S., the state has the only so-called soft landing food incubator in the nation. That means they'll hold your hand to get your product launched. At Rutgers University's Food Innovation Center, bottles of a new tea are being tested. I met there with Executive Director Lou Cooperhouse.
So they're going to make the tea in the kettle, and they pump it overhead. And then it comes down here and gets filled.
Cooperhouse says many of his international customers think the biggest challenge selling in the U.S. will be regulatory. It's not.
Their biggest challenge is actually marketing. It's such a competitive landscape in America. It is so different than the European market. So it's really important that they really differentiate themselves. Just because a product sells well in Europe, it's easily to get lost in America.
Now, here's the part of the story where the reporter would introduce a Spanish, Italian, or Belgian company that's using these services. And I was supposed to meet up with a Greek gyros company in southern New Jersey, but things didn't exactly work out. So I had to speak with Takis Solomos in Athens via speakerphone.
I apologize for not being able to coordinate with my colleagues
The phone connection wasn't the best. Solomos is an investor with Megas Gyros. They make kebab meats. He says they work with Rutgers to get advice on food safety regulations, marketing, and figuring out what will sell in the U.S.
We know that we can pick up a phone and make a call to a friend, get some assistance. You know, the guys there are great.
Even when they're giving candid but harsh advice. Solomos says they were ready to roll out a style of Greek sausage for American consumers. Then Lou Cooperhouse and his team weighed in.
I actually liked it, but I knew it was different. We were unusually split. Like half the group literally hated it. This was like a combination of flavors that was out there. You know, it was just, but anyway, well, that being said, so I got back with an honest answer and said, no.
Better to hear that before you go to market. The folks in New Jersey do want Greek sausages to be a winner. Back in the lab, Cooperhouse says successful foreign products mean more jobs in New Jersey.
The county that we're in, Cumberland County, is actually the poorest county in terms of per capita income in the entire state. We're also in one of the poorest cities of over 500 cities in New Jersey. But we're really taking a very aggressive route at the globalization of the food economy.
At the end of the day, Cooperhouse and others in the state think they've got enough to offer. So when foreign food companies think of coming to the U.S., they'll think first of the Garden State.
So we're really taking the mentality of Hollywood, as it is to entertainment, and applying that same logic to having New Jersey being the cluster for the food sector.
And the award for best imported Greek kebab goes to? Yeah. For the World, Jason Margolis, Bridgeton, New Jersey.
If you're wondering what 600 bags of rice zooming through a production line looks like, we've got a video for you at PRI.org.